Welcome to Inspired Radio with Helen Taylor. Get ready to be inspired. Stories have power and conversations spark change. So let's create a new world and get started right now.
Okay, good afternoon, Melbourne. Good afternoon, Australia. And good day or evening to all our international listeners too. I'm Helen Taylor. Welcome to my show, Inspired Radio. I'm here with you every Monday, 4 p.m. Melbourne, Australia time, and Sunday, 11 p.m. Central time for the US and Canada, for conversations and stories to inspire you. This is the BBS Radio TV platform going live to over 190 outlets worldwide. Inspired Radio is all about change and getting uncomfortable and shaking up the status quo. We're breaking free from limiting systems and embracing our infinite potential. My guests are here to tell you their story and to reveal how they have overcome change and made better lives for themselves and, of course, others. And they're here to inspire you with their stories. We are co-creating a new reality, and our stories are one of the most powerful ways to do that. So joining me today is Ben Gardner. He's the Victorian State Coordinator for TASA, which is Terra Australis States Assembly. Ben's journey is a powerful one, from cabinet maker, tour bus driver and travel guide, to helping build a new world through community and self-empowerment. COVID turned his world upside down, like it did for so many of you, and Ben began asking deeper questions about where Australia and the world was headed. That search led him to the group called TASA in 2024, a group which now supports, I think it's 62 assemblies and communities nationwide on Terra Australis. And it's built on strong foundations and has a clear vision for real change. As Victorian State Coordinator for TASA, Ben has gone from guiding tourists to guiding people into a new world, and he shows us that anything is truly possible. Welcome, Ben.
How are you, Helen? Good. Thanks for having me.
What did you think about that? You've gone from a tour guide to a guide for a new world.
Well, it's interesting where life leads you, isn't it? And I believe it's all a lesson. It's all meant to be. For a short stint in the last 50 years, my wife Kim and I, we owned a post office as well. We owned it for a year. And I can tell you, when I was going through school, I never, ever thought I'd lick stamps for a living. But there I was, you know. So.
But you've reinvented yourself a number of times by the sounds of it.
Well, I think you've got to, don't you? As doors open, and it's a case of either stepping through that, you analyse it, and you know, as you get older, I suppose you start to learn. Well, hopefully, you would learn from your mistakes, but you can also learn from your successes, and move through that as well.
So what did you learn through COVID? Like what is this when you kind of had your wake-up call as to what was happening out there in the old world?
Well, pretty much. I mean, we always had there was always things that were happening that you'd go, well, that doesn't seem right, you know. Yeah. You know, I can put a shed up and then I can put a tank next to the shed to catch the water.
Yes.
And that won't cost you a thing. But to put a downpipe from the guttering to the tank, oh, you need a permit for that. Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense, you know. There were things like that that had come up and you go, that doesn't smell right. But probably COVID was the biggest turnaround because it was, you know, any time you've got to force anyone to do something, something's wrong. You know?
It sets off alarm bells, doesn't it?
Absolutely, you know. Mm-hmm. That was probably the biggest thing for me. When I reflect on that, and it was a big spin for a lot of people, and don't get me wrong, Kim and I were both in full-time jobs that we'd lost. We'd given up the touring by that stage. We'd done 20 years of touring prior to that, and that was all around Australia. We did tour bus driving, accommodated tours, camping tours, very remote places up in the Kimberley, Kalumburu, just beautiful, and loved it. I really did love it, but it was almost a way of, getting away from all this stuff because, we did a tour once. I don't know if you remember when we had a hung parliament with Julia Gillard, right? And we were actually joking about it. We were halfway across the Gibraltar Road. The whole tour bus, we were having jokes. Oh, I wonder what this election's going to do. And anyway, we popped out of Derby and heard the news, and it was a hung parliament. And we mm-hmm. picked it, mm-hmm. So you're out there, and you haven't got much of an idea of what's going on. But then we gave that up for our. We had a new granddaughter come along, and we thought we'd better spend a bit of time at home, and because they're the important years, the first, And so we made the change. We had full-time jobs. Now, we lost them. We had
during
to
COVID. Because
we're unsafe to work at that point, which was and look, I can be dirty, and there's probably still parts of me that I don't agree with the way they did it. But in hindsight, I wouldn't be here now doing what I'm doing now if I was sort of still there, So it was.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's like you have to, I suppose, review or revisit what happened and change it from anger and, kind of blame and finger pointing and all that to, oh my gosh, somebody closed a door on me.
Yep.
And I had to find a new door.
True.
Yeah.
True. Yep.
And it's when you're not the one closing the door that we tend to get a bit peeved about that.
Oh, it's definitely a shock to the system. And this is the thing. Statistically, people don't like change. And I get it, But that was a change, and it was a shock change.
Yes.
So it wasn't, there was no warning to it, or very little.
Yes.
The biggest thing that probably stood out to me to make me change direction, Helen, was that, as I said, we did tours all around Australia. Like the Tanami track was not, we'd do that every sort of second week on our way back to Broome, pick up another group, and it would be nothing for us. We'd drive up there in a tour bus, and then we'd go, oh, look, it's just about sunset. We'd pick a hole in the scrub and just barrel on into it, drive about a K off the road, and then we'd just pull up, start a campfire, roll the swag out, and that was it. It was fantastic.
Yes.
And when COVID came around and all this sort of stuff started happening and all the restrictions and stuff with that, and I actually thought, because there's a lot of play. I know how to disappear. There's no problem with that. But when that came about, I've gone, there's nowhere I can go. There's nowhere. Like, not even globally. I can't disappear anywhere globally, let alone this country, to disappear and get away from that. Because at some point in time, you've got to come back to this construct.
Yes, that's a good name. That's a good name for the bloody thing, a construct. But what I hear from you is you had experience more than others did where you were living between two different worlds, because coming back to society, so to speak, and all the regulations and the limitations and the restrictions, and then you'd have, leaving that for a tour bus and heading off to the remote parts of Australia. So you were living with it and without it. So you had a bit of a bird's eye view to how imposing this old world has become.
Yeah, that's a good point. To be honest, I'd never looked at it that way, but you're right. That's almost like a precursor to how it is now.
Yes.
Because you've got essentially there's many different groups out there, but there's two lots. That there's people that can't see what's going on, and there's people that can see what's going on, and there's people in the middle there in between. But I suppose you're right, that was a precursor to how today is, because we'd let loose. Kim and I disappear in we'd go and pick up our bus in March, and then we'd take off and we'd come back in December. So we live out of the bus and
9 months
suitcases.
of the year. Yeah.
And we were the type of crew that, there's no news is good news. So there was no problem. There's no need to call the boss. Just keep, and in fact, there were a couple of times that they would call us just going, "Hey, just making sure everything's all right. Is everything's still going well?" I'm like, yeah, it's all good.
So
So
you were already experiencing self-governance.
I suppose you could say that,
Yeah. Oh, life's always preparing us for the next journey and the next journey. It's just that a lot of the time we don't reflect and join the dots.
Well, this is, and look, hey, today, this conversation right now is an educational process for me as well.
Yeah, I mean, who else to lead people into the outback, which is a new jurisdiction or a new world? But you and Kim, yeah, it's great.
So no, look, it's been interesting. I don't regret any part of where we've been. It's been fantastic. And you're right, like when you can reflect back on it, everything that I've done up until till this point has been preparing us for this moment in history that we're going through at the moment.
Yes. And reality is very personal. I kind of like to see reality. I explained it the other day to somebody. It's like, those pits that in the children's play area that you see in the local pub or hotel, it's full of balls. That's all of us, right? That's all of us. Everybody has their own reality, and it's very personal in terms of what your experience have been and who you've connected with and whatever. So, you started seeing two different realities, right? The one where you came back home and the one where you went out and traveled. Yeah. Now you're creating a new reality. Would that be right?
Well, that's essentially it. Yeah, that's this construct that we're in, and it depends on how far you dig into that, guys. And it's all most of ours has been self-research. That's all it is. The information's out there. It's just digging for
Well, that's the
it.
best way for it, isn't it? I mean, it's personal experience because that's how I roll and that's how I want everybody I connect with to roll. I don't want them to tell me what they think or what they presume or whatever. I want them to tell me what they've experienced
Exactly.
and what they know. Yeah. So why do you want to create a new world? What's wrong with the one we've got?
Oh, look,
Big question.
it's a big question. Yeah, that's right. It is funny. Like it's when you get your head around it, it's the same world, but it's different worlds within that. And it's different levels of consciousness in that. Now, I suppose the biggest thing that we used to get, and I've heard Mookie say, I don't know, you've had Mookie on the show before as well, but Mookie said the same thing because he grew up most of his younger life spent up around Daly Waters Pub, Central Australia, or up the, Central Northern Territory, and he had the same sort of idea as myself. You drive along and you see kangaroos and you see emus and you go, man, look at them. They're just running free. They're doing what they want to do. They stop for a feed, no license. They don't have to get a permit for that,
No permit
and
for
here,
the water tank.
yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. And here we are. We're supposed to be the smartest thing on the face of the earth,
Yes, we are.
and we're at a slave to. We've got to get permits. We've conditioned ourselves to get permits. And licenses, and there's regulations for this, and you can't do that, and you can't do that. So that's it's not that it's wrong with the world, but we shouldn't be hemmed in. Look, I'm all for there's got to be some sort of rules or structure or guidance of what you can and can't do. Okay, I appreciate that. All right,
Well,
there's got to
because
be some.
if you don't say that, then it freaks a whole heap of people out, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's got to be boundaries,
Yeah.
but when the boundaries are, there's so many boundaries. When the boundaries are conflicting enough that you're hemmed in like we are, And you've just got to stop and look at it. You look at how much we pay for fuel and how much the government gets for fuel, and then the GST on top of that. And then, you know, it's, and this is just in Terra Australis. Now, I'm not sure of other countries that are possibly the same, possibly easier or possibly worse. But
well, and what those things are limitations. And exactly. I know that if I say this out loud, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to understand this. Those limitations mean that you can only do so much in your life. You can only earn so much. You can only live and acquire so much. You can only achieve so much in your life. And they're quiet limitations that stop us from being our full potential. Would you agree?
Yep, exactly. Exactly. So this construct that's around us at the moment, it's something that we were born into. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a choice, of which there was no choice. It was just that was it. All right. It's look, it's binding in so many ways. So it's I suppose why are we doing this? When we first got involved, I suppose, because it just made sense. It was the right thing to do, you know. It was just a feeling within us that said, well, this is correct. It's and the further we've gone through that journey, and we always knew this anyway, but you can't go wrong, and this is what my parents taught me, was that you can't go wrong with the truth. You just can't.
Well, you kind of had some exceptional parents there too, because what you were talking about before about being born into this, right? You're absolutely right. I mean, you call it the construct. I call it programming. There's many different words for it, but I got born into this world, and most people do, where your parents impose their programming on you. And then the systems start to impose their programs. And I see that we all end up walking around being the end result of many other people's programs.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
At some point, you know, some of us wake up to that and go, I don't want to be my mum, and I don't want to be my dad, and I don't want to live the way the rest of the world's living. I want to do something else. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly right. Exactly right. And this is the thing at the moment, like you can see, January 26th, mm-hmm. That what's going on politically.
Yes.
In this country, in Terra Australis, is there's so much happening that it is forcing people to go, hang on, that's not right. Like, that's just weird. Mm. And this is the thing, and it is slowly, once again, just making people question. That's all it's got to do, is make people question what's going on, and that's it. Now, some of us had the blessing of seeing this, you know, 6 years ago. Some of us have had the blessing of seeing this 20 years ago,
yeah.
And that's great, and thank you for hanging in there and persevering with the rest of us waking up, mm-hmm. And that's what it is. We've just got to come at people with love and you know, some of them aren't going to be ready to wake up. Some of them may never wake up, and that's unfortunate. But anyway, that's
well, I think the current systems, the current paradigm, construct, whatever you want to call it, is kind of imploding, is probably the best way to put it. And as it does, everybody's starting to quietly lose their minds in terms of there's no common sense there anymore. I think about the Hunger Games, for anybody who's watched that. In the Hunger Games, the top of the pyramid, the status, which are equivalent to what our government is now, they all dressed in these incredibly elaborate outfits and makeup and hairdos, and they just had event after event celebrating themselves more than anything else, while everybody else was in boxes, you know, kind of prisons, and that was their existence. And the more over the last 6 years I've looked at government, the more they look like that elitist kind of level of the Hunger Games. And I thought, holy cow, is that movie coming true? Because the top end in that movie, they were all nuts.
Yep.
They were all absolutely, you know, loopy.
Yep.
And I'm seeing that happen more and more in our government. The common sense is eroding.
It is. It's and look, there's I mean, geez, we could. That's a whole subject in itself. How long we could dig into, which I'm not going to do today. But there's, and this is the thing. The more you look into it, the more you can see the charade.
And it's
All
good,
right,
isn't it? Because then you
it
start
is
to
good.
question, what, who are these people that are governing me? And then they ask a question, well, I don't want that. So what else is there? So what else is there? How did you start looking?
Well, as I said, we got into I actually got involved with our assemblies, and that's what we're essentially doing. It's
How did you find Tessa?
I found TASA through my through my older sister Sarah,
Okay.
and I actually visited. So we're up in northwest Victoria, and they live down Gippsland way. So I visited down there one time, and they were doing some paperwork. And as you know, there's paperwork involved because there's paperwork that's got us into this system or into this construct, and there's paperwork to essentially get you out. It's the same thing, just in reverse, right?
Yeah.
So I saw all this paper. What's all this going on anyway? And did a bit of research, and Sarah explained a bit and everything. And anyway, and I went to bed that night and, did a bit of deep diving and a bit of research, and came out the next morning and said, look, I've obviously got to talk to Kim, my wife, and get some, say whether this is the right path for us. But if which I'm 98% certain this is going to be the way.
Yeah.
And then that was a case of, we need numbers. That's
Yeah.
essentially what we need.
Because
That's
the first thing for people is that the world out there, I mean, just to put it as simply as possible, the current systems and construct has contracted you, has, and not you who you really are. I don't want to go into it too deeply, right? But it's contracted you, and you are you're locked into the licenses and registration, like you said earlier. The paperwork you're talking about with groups like TASA is that you're really disengaging and putting on notice that construct that you don't want anything to do with it anymore. And you are returning to the land and soil as a man or a woman. You're going back to the natural way of things. Is that a good way of just putting it in a nutshell?
That's pretty good. I normally refer to it as a game of Monopoly, and
Yeah.
we're playing Monopoly. And finally, I've woken up enough and gone, look, you guys are cheating, and I know you're cheating, and you know that I know that you know. All right, so
That's an
guess
even
what?
better way of putting it. Yes.
I'm not playing your game anymore, and just getting up and walking over to the other side and start playing chess.
Okay. Yes, I love
So
it.
you just don't want to engage in their game, because this is the thing, and this is a lot of people within the freedom movements. They're still trying to fix stuff within that system, and a lot of people say, "Oh, it's a broken system." No, it's not broken at all. It's working perfectly. It's exactly like they designed it,
Yes.
and you're going to learn that with the more research. Well, I know you know, Helen, but for the more research people do, they will understand or understand that that's the case.
It like an MLM system, right? It's like whoever starts the game owns the game and controls the game. And then, all of us need to realize that it needs our power or attention to keep it alive and to grow it.
And that's what this is. That's what this is. This is what all we're doing is self-governing.
Yes.
All right, and we all do it, whether we realize it or not. We self-govern ourselves in different degrees. We know that we've got to get fuel in the car, so we might have to leave home 10 minutes earlier on our way to work to be able to get fuel in the car. That's self-governing, guys.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. This is on a bigger scale. All right, because at the moment, what we're doing is we vote for someone that's potentially going to do 80% of what we would like, and it's probably 20% we don't agree with. So that's our representative that goes to Parliament. Now, that 80% that they thought or we thought they were going to do for us, actually, part of that were porky pies And so they're only going to do 40%
I was,
Canadian.
yes, I was thinking, hang on, I think it's 20%, 80% the other way
Yeah,
around.
exactly. All right. And then there's a couple of bribes in there. So that other 40%, that's down to 20%. Yeah, you know, this is pretty much how it goes. It's corrupt as all get out. But
They get caught out. They get caught out in all sorts of different ways. And it just amazes me that people still just kind of glitch over that and,
yeah.
you know, and don't put all those pieces together and go, hang on, like attracts like. And at that end of town, there, you know, there's liars and cheaters that are all, you know, helping each other lie and cheat.
That's correct. Yeah. It's amazing. So all we're doing with TASA is self-governing. We are putting together assemblies from communities. So communities build into assemblies. All right. Doesn't matter where you're from, doesn't matter what you do, whether you're a farmer or a fire brigade or you're a nurse or you're a builder, you're still a part of that community. Now you should be able to come apart or come together in that community and have a say as to what happens in that community.
We've already had something similar to that because when I did community radio, I listened to a woman who was part of the Millgrove residents group. And,
Okay.
you know, and Millgrove itself has 650 people living there. So those 650 people were part of the residents group and they all had a say with. There's a river that runs through there, so how the river was taken care of, how the open spaces were taken care of, how their community hall and those sorts of things were all taken care of. And when I heard her talking, I thought, that's the future. That's what TASA are doing with these assemblies, is creating resident groups where it's like in the past where there used to be the town square and the village would come out into the town square to discuss what was going to happen for the next month or so.
No, that's exactly right. That's beautiful. And so they're concerned and they make decisions as to what happens in that community. Now, if there's a national decision that's got to make, just let's say we're going to put a railway directly from Sydney across to Perth, okay, straight through the middle, okay, and there's got to be a decision made on that. Are we going to spend the money on? So that's when that community, as well as every other community out there, would come forward and their opinion gets heard on a national level. And then they can vote on that. There would be a referendum, whatever it might be, to get the vote or the view of everyone that participates. And that's how it should be. That's essentially what we're doing. We are.
For some people out there, they'll see that that's just a replication of what we've already got. They, you know, people start the naysayers kind of wonder about who's going to be in charge of that, who's going to be at the top end of that, and why is that any different than what we've got now? But what I've seen personally with TASA and with other groups that are really looking for something different, for something new, is that time and time again, every single person I come across are loving, kind men and women. They're not, they're not walking around with big egos on their shoulders. They're not about power and money. They're just wanting something much, much better.
All we're doing is establishing a group of people which would be voted in by the rest of the people on the land, and that's to give direction to the service providers, if you like, the
The old
railways,
world, the old construct.
the old construct, all those departments. We're not getting rid of any of that. That's still needed. I mean, there's guys out there that build roads, and they can build roads very well. It's just unfortunate that the roads aren't the best because they haven't been funded enough to be able to do that. You know, there's certain things like that. So all those service providers will still be there. It's
So we've
just
got
a
two worlds next to each other. Two worlds next to each other. And, you know, I mean, people have to recognize out there, if you want something better, something else, why the hell aren't we allowed to do that?
Well, this is the thing. It's the threshold of people of where's that line? Where's that line that's enough? And it comes back to that old saying, if you want to make some changes, if you want some changes, you've got to make some changes.
Yes. And they've got to think past because, the first thing when you say to somebody that, we're creating a new jurisdiction, there is a new jurisdiction and it operates differently, and you don't have to pay tax. And, as soon as you say that to somebody, they wonder how the hell the roads are going to get paid for. And people have to actually, this is, where you and I would say to them, you need to go and research this. You need to think past that first resistance, that first pushback. Most people don't even have a clue how the current system works, how it works financially, the different layers of it, whether it's local, state, federal, whatever. They really need to start doing some thinking for themselves.
Well, I do. And look, the added would look, I've really got to thank the existing the current structure at the moment, or the current construct, if you like. Because they're helping us so much. It seems to be that they probably should stay in bed most days, because every day that they get up, they can't seem to fumble over and trip over themselves, which basically just gives us the, and it's that old saying, don't disturb your enemy while they're falling on their own sword. And this is the thing, we don't have to do much. So you can really honestly have a talk to people these days and go, well, would you, how about you self-govern and we do this, and we could just, direct the service providers how we want. Oh, but what about, well, the alternative is you can just keep living and doing what you want to do. I mean, that's cool if that's the way you want to go. I mean, we know that digital ID is coming in and smart cities, and you're going to be hemmed in and probably more taxes. But if you're cool with that, you go for it.
That's a good way to look at it. It's like just make a choice.
Yeah, that's it. It's but look, TASA is growing. We are growing leaps and bounds, as it is, as you'd be fully aware. Some of the listeners might not, but this isn't just a thing on Terra Australis, and I call it Terra Australis as opposed to Australia, because Australia is a corporation. So do your research on that one. This is a global thing, guys.
Yeah,
It,
that's a
it's
good
not
point.
just
That's a good
it's
point.
not just here on Terra Australis. This is countries across the globe are feeling the same pressure off their existing government, and there's a reason for that too. So that's your second bit of homework to look into. Why? What? How is that all linked? All right. So just look at the follow the money, basically.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did for the last 15 years. Followed the money on every system, and it's incredible what you discover.
So yeah, that's basically what we're doing. It's a global thing, and it is moving ahead in leaps and bounds. All right, and as I said, the existing government, and look, there's quite a few out there, as I said, that are just trying to change the existing system within it, and that's fantastic, and it is great in this transition where we haven't sort of taken hold. Now, and I don't see that there's no other freedom groups out there on Terra Australis that I disagree with what they're doing, or want to sort of put down at all, because they're all doing a great job, all right, in
Well,
that transition.
they're either chipping away at the old system, or they're contributing to helping building a new system. And really, we're stepping into a world that's never been there before.
Correct.
So it's a bit of a, when people first step out of there, out into that space, it's a bit lonely, it's a bit bewildering. But there's people like TASA who have already built the foundations there, and you're welcoming people that are opening up to this journey to go to a local assembly, to go to a meeting, to connect, because you're not alone. And you and I and many others are the ones that stepped out onto the boundary into nothing for a little while, going, bloody hell, I don't know what I'm creating. I don't know how I'm going to create it, but I'm going to do it.
You're right. Kim and I were blessed in the fact that we landed on TASA, That was our first stepping stone that we landed on, and it's a pretty solid stepping stone.
It is.
Now, there's a lot of other people that have been out there, and they've gone through a few different freedom groups, and some of them have felt right, and or they faded out, or whatever they might have been. All right, but that then it's finally led them along to TASA. Now, once again, that takes us back to the start of the conversation. They're all lessons in life that have prepared them for now.
Yes.
So we were blessed that we sort of landed on that on TASA straight away. And as I said, thanks to my sister for sort of persevering in there and doing that. But it's definitely been an exciting journey. We've loved every bit of it, yeah.
It's not easy, though, is it, navigating the old world and the new world?
No, it isn't. It is not easy. Once again, and this is the thing. It is two different. And there might be some people out there listening to this and going, "Geez, I'm just so tired." Now, there's a reason for that, guys. Is because you're bouncing between two different realities. All
Yes.
right, you've got to live your normal day-to-day life, as I do too. I still go out and work. I'm a cabinet maker by trade, and I'm a handyman at the moment, and I'm actually out to work tomorrow or the next couple of days working. So you're dealing with that, and you're dealing with that challenge of trying to just drop a few one-liners just to maybe wake some people up, okay? And it can be draining because statistically, when you're around emotionally, when you're spiritually and emotionally, when you're around people that are, let's say, not a lower vibration than you. Okay. Now, that's probably going to sound a bit woo-woo to some people, but.
Well, I think that really we just struggle to find language for that because we're not talking about who's better and who's worse or who's higher or who's lower.
That's right.
It's just that when you say a lower frequency, people get it. They get
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. So that automatically drags you down. Okay. And then
Well, actually, let's put it this way. Everybody knows what it's like to be on the phone to that person, that when you get off the phone, you go, "Oh my God. I just feel like
sure.
I got the life sucked out of me."
That's
That one.
that's right, that one. So you're putting up with that through the day, and
Yes.
then you come home, and then because we are building a new world, okay, whether it be you're on a meeting or whatever group you're in, and that they might have a meeting that night and you've got to get to, and then you're in that's another zone that you're in. That's
Yeah,
another
another energy. It's a different
another
energy.
that's
Yeah.
right. That's
Yeah.
right. And it's tiring.
I'm glad
All
you brought this up because I wrote it down. I wanted to raise this with you, right? Because this is a spiritual journey without a doubt. And I
absolutely.
mean, spiritual in the sense that we just have to remember who we are because we are spirit. We are it. So we don't have to go on a spiritual journey. We just have to live naturally and vibrantly the way we were intended. And for most of us, we all got lost. We got
Yep.
lost and we got off path or off track or whatever you want to call it. So how has this how changed you? Were you a spiritual, consciously spiritual guy before all this started?
I believe as when I was younger, I was. My mum told me that I did have some, I don't know what, but some sort of spiritual aspects. Now, as I got older and into the world of, working 9 to 5 for 40 years, and it's a program,
It gets
and
kicked out of us. It gets kicked out of us. And
absolutely.
actually, mostly by the time of by the time we're 8 years old, our internal world and our connection to source has now been shut off. And we are predominantly focusing on the external world. And school does a good job of that.
Absolutely. Oh, look, once again, another subject that we could probably spend quite a bit of time on, but
Yes.
let's not today.
So you were conscious to a certain degree, and then what has the last few years done for you in terms of your spirit? your language, because I've watched you start to use the Yank language like spirit and consciousness that you weren't using to start off with.
True, absolutely true. So I've come from that. And through my teenage years, I had the blessing of my uncle, who taught me about Nikola Tesla. Now, as you know, Nikola Tesla believes everything. If you want to know the world, look at vibration and frequency.
Sure.
That's what it is, right? That's what it is all about. And then being introduced to the, and I've always been introduced in free energy. I've always thought that, and I've always done research into that. You know, if I found a book, oh, I'll just dig into that a little bit because there's got to be another way.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, and then you start looking into stuff and think, oh, well, that, hang on, he's mysteriously disappeared for coming up with that idea or what happened there. So you start to go, okay, right, well, you start joining the dots. Now, since I've been involved with TASA and I suppose, coming from a tradesman background too, so this is old school tradesman, all right? So yeah, there's pretty rough stuff that went on. And if you start talking, you know, spiritual and frequency, mate, you're a bit woo-woo. You're out there, mate. You know, a
So
couple of kangaroos caught in the top paddock.
it's a bloody good point. It's a bloody good point. And that's why I wanted to have this conversation with you. And I'm going to keep doing it with guests. You know, I want to make this normal.
Yeah. It's look, I suppose because of that belief in Nikola Tesla and all his sort of stuff, and then what I've been exposed to, and it's not been a forced thing. Obviously, I think nearly everyone that got woken up through the COVID period really did a fair bit of deep diving. There was a lot of rabbit holes that people went down then. All right. And some of them are scary, and some of them you come out and you go, holy smoke, like I need a couple of days just with nothing,
Yes.
just to process that.
Process.
Yeah. And the more I look into stuff, even now, you know, as a as regarding is evolving spiritually, all that sort of stuff, it all just makes sense. All right. And it's been a process. There's been little bits to it.
Yeah.
But I suppose the biggest thing is to, and I've always thought this as well, is if you're not learning something every day, something's wrong. And my dad always taught me as well that it doesn't matter who you meet out there. All right. It might be you just that the you just cannot get along, you just don't click with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there'll be something that you can learn off them. There'll be something.
Oh, that's lovely advice, because he's kind of asking you to at least listen. Yeah, pay attention, because there's a little bit of gold in there somewhere.
That's right. Yep. Sometimes you've got to sift through a lot of dirt to find that chunk of gold. I used to love it. Jim Rowan's got a comment that says, you know, there's only about five or six really nasty people that you don't get along with in the world.
Yeah.
It just happens to be you bump into them a fair bit, you know, but you know, it could be the case. But he goes, there's only about six, you know. So yeah.
But it really describes us and our journey as well, doesn't it? It's like me talking about the programs and, you know, kind of getting attached to them all, mum and dad and all the rest of it. But it's like, yeah, that's the dirt we collect on the way from that old construct. We're the gold.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're the
Yeah.
gold.
Oh, look, we've always been the value.
Yes.
Always been the value. And this is the thing. It's that's how this construct survives. Out of our value, out of our knowledge. Now you've picked up all that knowledge to whatever age you're at the moment, and you're utilizing that knowledge. You trade that knowledge for this fiat. Okay, so this is how they. Once again, I don't want to get too deep into that, but yeah, this is we've always been the value,
I
always
love
been the
the way
value.
you put it. I've called it the goal, but the value is absolutely it. We are
And
valuable to that old system.
and we've just got to, and this sort of, you know, It's funny you mentioned whether you mentioned a specific movie before, or whether it was just some movies that you watch and you go, oh, it makes sense. And the more stuff that we watch now, you go, oh, yeah, I'll look over at Kim and go, hey, this is, yeah, you know.
So you're doing what a lot of people are doing. Movies used to be just pure entertainment, where you'd just sit on the couch and just chill out. Now they just become research, don't they?
Well, there are a lot of documentaries out there now. Yeah, that's right. And this is the thing: it's believing or knowing who you are and believing that as well. Mm. All right, and you could probably refer back to the Matrix for that, and it's knowing that, yeah, we were born into this world without, you know, it's said quite often that no one was born a doctor, no one was born a lawyer or a cabinet maker or whatever. We're all born the same. Yeah. Now, sure, there's going to be some sort of spiritual ties or emotional ties or that you may pick up off your parents, but essentially you're a computer out of the factory that's clean, as in far as memory and so forth, and everything from that point onward is programmed in there.
Yes.
All right. So, and through that programming, as you were talking before with the schooling, and it's, once again, that's a deep subject, but that goes into the programming that we're to think that we are not free, that we are not the power, that we don't have that power.
Well, it was one of the Rockefellers that said, give me the boy and I'll show you the man, right? And that was basically saying, give me, you know, up until we're 8 years old, we don't have a frontal cortex that, right? It develops itself. And without a frontal cortex, everything we learn goes straight into our subconscious.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, look, those particular families, I'm not going to name them, but once again, that's a bit of research for you. But
more research, people.
look, they've got a lot to answer for.
Well, yeah, like I said earlier, though, they started the game. They got in at the beginning. You can't blame them for it to a certain degree, because if you do, then you're just sending your vitality and your energy that way.
Well, so, that's true. Yeah,
so I got to a point where I just went, they started an MLM system, a multi-level marketing system. They created it and we all joined it.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm now part of creating a new world. Yeah. Mm. And yep. I'm co-creating it. Mm. Yes. Yes.
Well, yeah. You're right. They created this MLM, if you like, and we didn't specifically, well, we did join it. We didn't consciously join it, but we joined it. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, for me, I just looked at it like an MLM so that I wasn't sending it any, I wanted to find some balance in it where I could just leave it alone, yep. and be okay with it. Yeah. Because it's still got millions and millions of people caught up in it, and I wish them all well. However, absolutely. A lot of us, we've just turned and exited stage right.
Yep.
And yet we're building this bridge to a new world, a new reality. And, you know, I was away in Italy just recently and they had a bonfire ceremony in the town on the 6th of January. And I stood back from that bonfire and I used to see auras a long, long time ago. I haven't physically seen them for a long time, but I stood way back from the bonfire and this massive rainbow came out the top of the bonfire up into the sky, and it sort of ebbed and you know, it swayed back and forward. And I'm like, holy cow, this is what we're building, right?
Yep.
We are building something completely new and it's here right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm? Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, it's amazing the time we're going through at the moment. I never thought, you know, if you had asked me 10 years ago, you used to read stories and in history about all the horrific things and stuff that happened overseas and changing times in history and all that sort of stuff. And I never thought I would live through one, but
Right.
we're in one right now.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yes, me either. We put our hands unconsciously up for this somehow. And yeah, you're right.
Well, I think we're chosen. We're definitely chosen for it, Helen.
Yes.
I definitely think there is no coincidences.
For those of you that have been asking why all your life and that have been questioning and challenging things all your life, now just know that you were doing that because you were on path.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So some
And it's
people had to have to lead across that bridge.
And for all those, big tough bricklayers and concrete bloody truck drivers and chippies and stuff like that, I think having a look into the different side of it, and you'll find a heap of stuff on YouTube just to listen to, all right, just on all sorts of different things out there, whether it be the latest one I've been listening to is your thoughts aren't actually. It's knowing how to control your thoughts.
Your thoughts
Okay.
create reality.
That's correct. All right. Now you can either, if a thought comes into your head, you can dwell on it. You can feed it and go, oh, that bastard and he shouldn't do this. And that just feeds it more, guys. That just gives you more.
Well, that's why there's a whole health system out there that's been built on brokenness. Everything's broken and needs fixing. So
Correct.
yeah, that just creates a whole new paradigm of things to fix. So you're
That's
not
right.
broken, you're not broken, you never were, and your thinking creates reality. So yeah, controlling though, going to the next step of controlling that mind, wow, that's like wrestling with a, I don't know, a dragon.
It's all interesting stuff, though. Yeah, it's all good.
It is. But I hear what you say too about just start looking at different information. As soon as you ask a question, the answer will come.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
As soon as somebody
Absolutely.
listens to you and I talking here and they resonate with you about your story, they'll go online and next thing a YouTube will pop up about somebody else. Yeah.
And it's what resonates with you too. There's some stuff I look at and I go, holy smoke, that's like next level. I can't even pick any of that up. But what I've noticed is I have looked at stuff probably 6 to 8 months ago and did the same thing. And then I've looked at it recently and gone, oh, yeah, that makes sense now.
I get it. I get it now.
Because you've done those other little steps to get there. But yeah, look, these assembly building is definitely, it is, it's definitely being awake.
Yeah.
Being awake to what's going on and lowering that down. And I experienced this the other day, and this is just once again this construct that we're in. And as I said, Kim and I live northwest Victoria, and we prefer to keep to ourselves. We still go out and stuff, but we keep to ourselves and all that sort of stuff, do bush walks and things like that. I had to go to Melbourne the other week to get some stuff for my car because it was broken and stuff, and everything's just, it's very competitive and everything's about money. And I understand that everything, you've got to purchase stuff, but then some of the stuff was like through the roof and going, holy smoke. It's just that environment. That's that environment. That's that construct.
It's a
And
completely different reality, isn't it?
yeah, absolutely. Whereas if you, and people go, well, if you're not going to have that, what are we going to go back to caveman days? No, we're not going to go back to caveman days, but
Yeah.
it'll get to the state where, once again, you are the value.
Yes.
All right, I'm the value as a cabinet maker. So if I need my car fixed, I could go down to the mechanic and go, hey, could you fix my car? Do you need some cabinets, mate? That's the value.
I think there's something else to that as well, though. People have to understand you are the value and you can create the life you want. So whatever you're
Absolutely.
putting your focus on, if you want something better, then start putting your focus on that. Yeah. And going along to an assembly and hanging around with some like-minded people and asking some questions, right? Do the exercise is what I call it. There's no commitment, there's no outcome. It's just a good exercise If you want change and you want to know how to create a better life instead of the crappy one that's being offered out there, get along to an assembly and have a listen. Yeah, or online, because it's online as well, right?
Yes, that's correct. It is. Yeah. So we are kicking off this year. I forget. I think it's normally the second Sunday of every month we have an assembly. That'll be changing soon. We've got a that'll be sort of rolled into the general assembly, which is fantastic. Getting to that size, we're getting that much participation and excitement, which is really going well. And this is the thing. We're talking about value, that assembly. How that relates to the assembly and the value that every individual out there has. They've got different skills in different areas, and that's what this needs.
Well,
We
because the
need
current
people.
system isn't valuing them, is it?
No. Yeah. Well.
Well, it's not valuing us and what we can do. It's not rewarding us and what we can do.
No. No. I suppose if we had, I don't know, computer specialists out there that knew how to program computers and things like that, they could come and be a part of that team, and that would value add to that assembly, which would then give them a way of living a freer life.
Well, imagine a world where you've got a home, you've got your utilities, all of that's given to you. That's given to you. Imagine a world where you've got your own piece of land, your home, your utilities, your food, and that whatever you enjoy doing, whether that's IT or whatever it is, you can do that really well. And it's all about, that's your life. That's your life. Imagine it. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is the thing. It's just a case of, all right, we shouldn't have to pay rates. You shouldn't have to pay rates on your land, guys. That's the thing. You shouldn't there's certain things you shouldn't have to do. You shouldn't have to pay for a license to go fishing. You know, if that was the case, why isn't that the same across the
And
globe? I mean,
pay
I
for what you catch.
I know that we need a fishing license here in Victoria, but I know if I went to Tasmania, you don't.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? You can't say, well, it's to control how many fish you catch. What? All the fish sort of congregate around Victoria, not around Tasmania. That's why they do it that way.
Yeah,
It's
I just learned that there's no tax, there's no personal tax in Dubai. Did you know that?
oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
There
the
you go.
whole of Dubai, they don't pay tax, but they don't have a welfare system either because they don't encourage a welfare system. They want able-bodied people living in their jurisdiction. But all I saw was it's like, holy cow, there's other things, really good things happening in the rest of the world that we don't even hear about, we don't even know about.
Yeah,
Yeah.
true. Absolutely.
So,
And this, yeah, sorry.
we got 30 seconds. Believe it or
We
not,
got 30 seconds.
I got 30 seconds to go, so please, what's the website, Ben?
Oh, geez.
I'll tell it for you then.
You
It's
tell it for me.
terraaustralisstatesassembly.net. Yeah, for everybody
Absolutely.
out there, terraaustralisstatesassembly.net. That's where you can go. There's a map on there so that you can find locations, not just in Australia, but around the world where all the assemblies are. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks, Helen.
Find one close to you, go and have a chat with some people. Yeah. And even have a
Right.
listen to the monthly meetings and you'll get to hear Ben as again.
By all means, guys, come along. It'll be fun.
All right, Ben, thank you so much for
Thanks,
having a
Helen.
conversation. It has been very rich and went to all sorts of different topics, like I knew.
Awesome.
Thank you,
We'll
Ben,
do
and
it
thank
again
you,
sometime. Cheers.
everyone, for listening. Thank you.
You've been listening to Inspired Radio with Helen Taylor live on BBS Radio TV. Join us every Monday at 4 p.m. Melbourne, Australia, AEDT time, for more stories and conversations that will change your world.